AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The government of Quebec has suspended funding for an Indigenous student program for provincial schools. In January, the province announced they were suspending Measure 15061, cutting the program called Educational Success of Indigenous Students and Reconciliation. This program has supported activities promoting the educational success of Indigenous students. It funded cultural outings, the purchasing of educational materials on Indigenous history, it paid for reconciliation-based activities, and it supported Indigenous-focused counseling programs. This suspension comes as part of a $200 million budget cut to education on the whole. The Ministry of Education says the suspension of the program is a temporary measure. They would not respond to the question of how long the suspension will take place. Fallon Yugaiwanewas Jacobs is the director of the Ganawage Education Center, or the KEC. Located in Ganawage, just south of Lachine, Montreal, the KEC is a small school board which connects three Ganawage schools. Yugaiwanewas Jacobs says the KEC is not affected by these cuts, but the 270 students from the Ganawage community who attend provincial schools are.
I'm here in this position as Director of Education and, of course, you know, to represent our community, but really to provide the best learning opportunities for our students, regardless of if they attend schools here within Ganawage or schools without outside, in the province.
The Ganawage Education Center is now reaching outside of Ganawage to meet with other schools and school boards to make sure the needs of Indigenous students are accounted for in restructured budgets.
What kind of accommodations that they're going to make? Are they reallocating funds from somewhere else? Are they redistributing resources to ensure that the supports that our students were getting are maintained, or that our students are not heavily impacted by the cuts?
The center wants to ensure programs like Indigenous-focused counseling are being maintained in some form, despite the suspension of funding.
We're not really sure at this point how the school, different school boards or the different individual schools will be finding, alternatives or accommodations to the supports that measure was funding previously. So we're in the process right now of setting up meetings with different school boards that our students attend, and that we're going to, have this meeting to discover or to network on how the funding is directly impacting our community students and how we can support or network together.
The center has now created a new role, a provincial schools liaison facilitator, who will work full-time connecting with other schools and checking in about the needs of Ganawage students. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. Hey. You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM, Concordia's one and only radio station. My name is Sonam. I'm about to play some funky tunes. You're listening to Songs from the Basement, though remember, nothing is set in stone. No names, no dates, nothing. I'm trying to get a name change. Anyways, I hope everyone's having a good day. Loving the weather recently. Not to be the guy that always talks about the weather, but did you see that on Saturday? It was like 10 degrees. I was feeling so good. I really hope that keeps up. All right, tonight we got some kind of more heavier stuff. I'm keeping in mind that it is Metal March. If you didn't know, it's Metal March. And last week we had a metal episode with my guest and my best friend, Amy. She was really awesome, really helpful. and has been like seriously helping me expand my palette. Anyways, so tonight we're going to have a little more like heavier stuff and also so much new stuff and also so many bands announcing shows, but I think I'm going to talk about that later because it's kind of stressing me out and I need to relax with some tunage first. So please enjoy.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Célidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
My God, you kids don't know how lucky you got it. Well, back in my day, we didn't have no fancy campus radio. We had to make our own radio out of dirt. Nowadays, you kids with your CJLO 1690 AM, I miss the good old days.
Hello, 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 hello. Hi, how's it going? You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name's Sonam. I hope everyone's having a really wonderful evening. Yeah, okay. What we just listened to, first off, Odyssey by Kyuss. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's the same dudes as Queens of the Stone Age. And I have been really digging this album because I'm working on a painting. I'm a studio arts major. And I'm working on this painting or these paintings, and it's like very like kind of Western, kind of inspired by like Georgia O'Keeffe. And this is like, it's like metal blues. It's really good. And then after that we had Like a White Bat in a Box Dead. Oh, I can't see that. Anyways, it's Melt Banana, who my dad showed me them in like grade, I don't even know, like grade 7 or 8 maybe, and I was like, I don't get this, but good news, I get it now. It's awesome. Their stuff's great. Yeah, next up we're gonna bless our ears with some Fugazi. I have been listening to them more since I finished listening to Kathleen Hanna's audiobook and just learned more about them and that whole scene, and it was really it was a really good book to listen to, and Fugazi is a really good band. One of the best. After that, we're going to have some Unwound, and then we're going to get on to some more Canadian bands that have been putting out stuff. I have to find the band name for this one because it's one of those really, really long emo band names. Anyways, before I do that, I just... there's so many shows happening soon because I get it that it's like summer, but like... I just bought Stereolab tickets. I'm trying to get Deftones tickets. And there's this really, really cool DIY fest that I saw is happening in Toronto soon with a couple of bands from here like that I'm going to play tonight. And then just a couple of bands that I really want to see. And I don't know if anyone else has this issue, but like I'm trying to find the best way to go to Toronto, cheapest way. I love the train. It's too expensive. God, I was so relaxed. I just got so relaxed, and now I'm stressed out again, so I guess I'm going to have to play more tunes. Anyways, so, get ready.
I'm Yeah.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. Thank you for tuning in. We just heard a lot of songs. I'm going to tell you about them. First up, it was Glue Man by Fugazi. Love, 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 love. Great album, great band. Nothing else needs to be said. Okay, after that, it was Valentine Card by Unwound. This is also a really good album and from like a similar scene as Fugazi, I think. Could be wrong on that. Okay, next one was, I have to look it up for this. I really love bands with really long names, but it does make this a little difficult. So we had Owie, Bugs Are In My Skin, Ooh, Ouch, by In the Summer of 2019, I Dreamed of Everything I Have Now and Couldn't Be More Disappointed. That's the band name. Let me repeat it. In the summer of 2019, I dreamed of everything I have now and couldn't be more disappointed. I believe they're from Alberta. I love Bedroom Screamo. It's great. Really cool production always. And after that, we had Replicant by Still There, who are also from Alberta. Alberta has a really good alternative scene, like especially Edmonton, Calgary. Awesome. I have a friend in Calgary right now, and I'm kind of jealous. I would really love to go visit her. Anyways, yeah. I've been thinking a lot recently about how grateful I am to live in Montreal with such a like vibrant kind of enthusiasm, a place with a lot of enthusiasm for the arts and especially shows and especially DIY shows. And I've been thinking about all my friends who are in bands and who are like bringing the DIY attitude and ethos to a lot of different places. You know, from the sleepiest towns to the biggest cities. And I just want to say, if you've ever done any of that, if you've ever participated, if you've ever booked a show, been in a band that played a show, done artwork for a show, taken photos for a show, gone to a show that's like DIY local, thank you. It's really important. I feel like there's a lot of stuff happening in the world and it's very confusing. And I just want to say, like, the arts and local scenes, they're always going to bring people together. People are always going to be nice there. Even the clickiest, like, whatever, people are still, you're still there connecting over music, IRL. And that's really important. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that Toronto DIY Fest that I really want to go to, hopefully I'll go to, it's called, like, New Friends Fest. I had it pulled up, but now I've lost it because I'm really bad at computers and technology. Which is quite ironic. Anyways, enough of that. Next up, we're going to have some bonus, some new Michael Sarah Pollan, some new swimming, and then more stuff after that. We've kind of got, it's going to be a little chiller, and then it's going to get a little more aggressive, because who doesn't love an aggressive Monday night? Take it easy. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, sorry. That was such like a bubble in my throat. My goodness.
Ooh. psychographical error. Uncanny valleys hold distance. What do you see looking back at you? He is the thorn in my side. The brick in my head. A stick in my bundle. Reach round across the aisle. Whose pearls you clutching now?
Let's go. for the best new music from around the globe with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
Hey. How's it going? My name's Sonam. You're listening to Songs from the Basement. Oh, my goodness. I just bumped something. I've got the headphone mix really loud because I'm kind of struggling with some hearing quite often, and it scared me. Anyways, we just heard ODST by Bonus. No, that's not what we just heard. We just heard CDE. So many letters today. By Swimming. I think they're a Newfoundland band. I love my friends from the Maritimes. Shout out to them. And its new album, Swimming. Really good. Really, really good. You know what I love? An album that ends with a 7-minute song. Oh, nothing quite like it. Before that, we also had a new Michael Sarah Paulin. Great, great band. I thought they were from Vancouver. They are not. We listened to Murder Hornet Fursona, which... I love the lyric, if you are what you eat, then I'm more man than you'll ever be. I think it's something like that. Like, that's so hardcore, and it's so funny. And also, I often think about what my fursona is, and right now I'm kind of settled on, I think it would be a deer. Unfortunately, being a furry is really expensive. That is the only thing keeping me from doing that. And before that, we listened to ODST by Bonus, also a new album, also really good. Not Canadian, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say, happy St. Patrick's Day. I didn't forget. It's just a Monday, and it feels really weird, and, like, I celebrated on Saturday. But shout out Ireland. Shout out Kevin Shields. I want to be him when I grow up. Also, I was talking to my friends earlier in my painting class, and I think I need to put this out there. If you do not admit that you have an urge to make a podcast, then you're lying to yourself. Everyone has the podcast urge. It is the I want to write a novel urge. It's the I want to write out all of my complaints about the Catholic Church and pin it on their door urge. It's the urge to be heard. And right now that's manifesting in the urge to podcast. And I feel very blessed that I have this outlet of both shoving my music taste onto other people and also talking into a void. I feel like it's a really, really healthy outlet. Like, I understand there's so many podcasts, but do it for you, not for other people, if you're going to do it. And be careful. We have to practice safe podcasting out here. Anyways, we're kind of getting to the end of the hour, unfortunately. We just had some kind of nice, more chill stuff, but we're going to stop that right now with Baleful Solitude from Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, Vancouver Screamo band, named after a book, which I kind of want to read. I've heard it's good. I think it's a book that, like, I've heard of it because someone said something about Dua Lipa being really good at interviewing, and she, like, interviewed the author of this book, and it's like, Dua Lipa, you literature icon. So, I don't know. That's just my connection. And I was like, oh, cool, there's a band named after that. And they're really good. And they're from Vancouver. I miss Vancouver. After that, we're going to have Joan of Arc by the Melvins. Because they're awesome. And after that, we're going to have Cooling Card by Jawbox. Because they're also awesome. I don't know really what else to say. There's going to be kind of a special episode next week. Because this weekend, it's my birthday. I'm turning 20. It's really gross. Anyways, so yeah, special birthday episode. I'm going to play some new music from bands that I really, really love and have loved for a long time and that I really hope I'm going to see because everything is happening. All the bands are putting out music right now. It's really mean to me specifically. No, it's not. It's really exciting. Anyways, I hope everyone has a good night. Thank you for listening. Yeah, up next, we're going to have some louder stuff to blissfully tuck you into bed this Monday night. Take it easy. You've been listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and you're going to keep listening to that for a little bit.